Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Relationship Goals Affirmations for a Loving Partnership. You are girl Sienna Cruz here, ready to dive deep into the juicy stuff that makes relationships thrive. Today's topic is something we all struggle with at some point: letting go of resentment and forgetting past hurts. Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage from old arguments or misunderstandings? You know that feeling when your partner says something seemingly innocent, and suddenly, bam, a whole wave of past hurt crashes over you. Trust me, I've been there. We all make mistakes, we all have triggers, but holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts us in the long run. In a world where communication can be messy and emotions run high, learning to forgive and forget becomes our superpower. It's not about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about freeing ourselves from its grip so we can truly connect with our loved ones. Ready to unleash your inner peace warrior? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you navigate this tricky terrain. 1. Acknowledge the resentment. You know those nagging thoughts, those silent whispers of anger or bitterness? Don't ignore them. The first step is acknowledging their existence. Pretending they're not there just lets them fester and grow stronger. Write it down, talk to a trusted friend, whatever works for you. Give those feelings a name, a voice. 2. Understand the root cause. Resentment rarely pops up out of thin air. It usually stems from unmet needs or unresolved conflicts. Dig deep and ask yourself, what's really bothering me? Is it a pattern of behavior, a lack of communication, or something else entirely? Understanding the root cause helps you address the issue directly instead of just reacting to the symptoms. 3. Communicate with compassion. This one can be tricky, but remember, communication is key. Approach your partner with empathy and a genuine desire to understand their perspective. Avoid accusatory language and focus on expressing your feelings honestly and respectfully. Use I statements like "I felt hurt when," instead of blaming them with "you always." 4. Practice forgiveness. Now, this doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. Forgiveness is about releasing the grip resentment has on you, freeing yourself from its negative energy. It's a gift you give yourself, not your partner. And remember, forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. Be patient with yourself. 5. Focus on the positive. Dwelling on negativity only reinforces those hurtful feelings. Make a conscious effort to shift your focus towards the good things in your relationship. Celebrate small victories, appreciate the little moments of joy, and remember why you fell in love in the first place. Think about a time when you felt resentment creeping and maybe an argument that left you feeling raw or a promise that wasn't kept. Can you pinpoint the exact moment it started brewing? I bet there were unspoken expectations, miscommunications, or hurt feelings lurking beneath the surface. It's those subtle things that can snowball into big resentments if we don't address them head on. Now let's talk about practical takeaways. Imagine you and your partner have been going through a rough patch. A little white lie turns into a full-blown argument, leaving both of you feeling hurt and misunderstood. You might be tempted to retreat into silence or harbor those negative feelings. But what if instead you chose forgiveness? What if you acknowledged your partner's perspective, expressed your own feelings honestly, and worked together to find a solution that felt fair for both of you? That's the power of letting go. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of self-love to forgive, but it unlocks a whole new level of connection in your relationship. Remember, healthy relationships are built on trust, understanding, and a commitment to growth. When we choose to let go of resentment and forget past hurts, we create space for love, compassion, and genuine joy. So go ahead and give yourself permission to heal, to forgive, and to move forward with lightness and grace. Remember, you deserve a loving and fulfilling partnership. It's time to step into that power and embrace the beauty of letting go. What resonated with you most from today's episode? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or tag me on social media at Sienna Cruz. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other on this journey towards love and connection. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.